You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. On November 30th, Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein requested a recount of votes in Michigan. That request was the beginning of a frantic week of legal and court battles and county clerks rallying staff and resources to undertake the recount. But now the statewide recount appears to be over after federal judges ruling late last night. It appears to have effectively ended the process. Here with us now is Jill Stein, the Green Party's presidential candidate. Dr. Stein, welcome to the program.
Great to be with you, Cindy.
Federal Judge Mark Goldsmith lifted that restraining order that had triggered the recount this past Monday. The Board of State Canvassers canceled its meeting earlier today. From what we see, it appears the recount effort in Michigan has ended. But what options do you have left?
Well, we have filed an appeal with the state Supreme Court asking that the citizens of the state of Michigan be entitled to verify their vote and to know that this is an election that we can have confidence in and that it was fair, accurate, and just.
Would you, if you didn't get a favorable ruling from the state Supreme Court, would you go to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals?
We understand that there is not a legal basis for going further in the Sixth District Federal Court.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if the state Supreme Court keeps the door open, you would continue to press. If the state Supreme Court closes the door, does that end it from where you sit?
Well, it ends the recount. However, it does not end the fight for elections that we can trust. And in many ways, the efforts, the extraordinary efforts on the part of the cronies of Donald Trump, his PACs, the Republican Party, the Attorney General and so on, there was an all-out mobilization here to block the right of citizens to have a vote that we can have confidence in. We are entitled to a recount process. And that process was obstructed at every turn, and I think it leaves people feeling, very disturbed. We asked the question, can we verify the vote? And basically what we've been told is that this vote cannot be verified. And, in the course of this recount, very important information was brought to light. For example, that 87 optical scanners failed in Detroit, making the point that there is a de facto Jim Crow-type election system going on here where people of color, are at a vastly increased risk of having their vote miscounted, discounted, or tossed into the trash heap. In fact, according to the U.S. Civil Rights Commission, the odds that your vote will not be counted if you are in an African-American community is increased by about 900% over a, Caucasian community. That's not fair, and that is what came to light just by discovering the massive failure of the optical scanners. Also, the fact that many counties or many precincts are labeled unrecountable. And this is largely, again, in areas of color, which says that people of color are not entitled to the same kind of verification, transparency, and assurances that other Americans are entitled to. So in the process of doing the recount, we discovered that there is a grave and serious need here to do that recount and to scrutinize this vote and to ensure, among other things, that there hasn't been really substantial failure.
There's certainly, through the limited recount that was done, it certainly raised questions for many about Michigan's election law, that, for example, if a number's transposed or if numbers don't match up, it doesn't account for human error. It just says you can't recount that precinct. But in all of that, did you discover anything that supported concerns about hacking and about tampering?
The thing about hacking and tampering is that it is invisible unless you actually count the ballots and examine them. And it is also invisible in the electronic machines unless you examine them with a forensic study of exactly how they've been programmed. So, there is no evidence, but the absence of proof is not the proof of absence. if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. You actually need to examine the ballots and the internal programming of the machines in order to know. So we will not know, but in my view, there is plenty of reason right now. We don't need to go looking for hackers, although we might very well find that. But right now, there's reason enough to be very concerned about the outcome of this election and the credibility, accuracy, and fairness of the vote.
Speaking of disenfranchisement, Dr. Stein, voter fraud and stricter voting laws have been used by the GOP for years to make voting more difficult, and something critics argue disproportionately disenfranchise poor and minority and elderly voters. And so I'm wondering, are you concerned that this effort and your concerns and talk of potential fraud, could that actually support the GOP and feed into this?
You know, the GOP actually does not have evidence of what they see is, you know, people voting, people who are undocumented, for example, voting. There's absolutely no evidence of that, and it's been examined many times. On the other hand, there is abundant evidence that the exact opposite is taking place. That is, that millions of people actually are being stripped off of the voter rolls. So we know there's a problem here, and what we're saying is that this is not a problem that we fix by denying it or by sweeping it under the rug. The more we bring it out into the light of day, the more I think the concerns we have articulated are going to be underscored, validated, proven that there is an injustice going on here. My hope coming out of this is that we build bridges between the community fighting voter suppression and the community fighting for election integrity, because there's enormous overlap.
Dr. Stein, if the state Supreme Court denies your appeal, what will you be doing with the money that was donated for the recount?
So the money donated for the recount is for the three states involved in the recount. And we have battles that are fully engaged in the other states as well. If there is money left over, which currently it does not look like there will be, we are fully, those dollars are fully accounted for right now, and that can all be seen in a completely transparent fashion on our donation page. If it turns out, lo and behold, that there is money left over, which would be great, so if there is money left over, that money will either be returned to donors, or that money will be spent on ongoing nonprofit activities to continue the fight for election integrity and a voting system we can trust.
One final question. How would you characterize the Democrats' support of this overall recount effort in Michigan?
Extremely lukewarm and missing in action. As far as I'm aware, the only action that the Democrats took, that Hillary Clinton took, actually, and which is different from Democrats, because there are, in fact, many progressive Democrats that are participating as volunteers and observers and donors and all that. There are people across the political spectrum that have concerns about, you know, as Donald Trump says, this rigged election. So that part of it is nonpartisan. In terms of, in other states as well, the Democratic Party, or I should say Hillary Clinton's campaign, filed, I think, testimony in one state, I believe in Wisconsin, and I believe that's the only action I have heard of. And their support was expressed on a blog by a lawyer. You know, certainly nothing that's been particularly hard-hitting. If Hillary Clinton had stood up here for voting integrity, for assuring voters that we could have confidence, they could have blown through many of the hurdles that have been put up in the way of a recount campaign filed by a candidate who did not have a personal stake in the outcome. And at the end, that's why we were stopped in Michigan. The court said, you don't personally have a stake, you're not going to personally benefit, everything stops here. In my view, that, you know, the fact that I didn't have a personal stake made this all the more credible and believable, because I don't have a conflict of interest here. But unfortunately, that's the way the law read. Had Hillary Clinton been more engaged, we could have gone much farther. Same thing happened, you know, in John Kerry's election in 2004. I think he went snowboarding. And it was the Green Party that raised the challenge in Ohio, where there were all kinds of red flags. And, in fact, a couple of election officials, in fact, did jail time for crimes committed in the course of that election or the recount. So these are legitimate issues. What has come out of these recounts before is not a change in the election result, but actually the creation of a movement for voting integrity and for ensuring that we have an accurate, secure, and just vote. The state of New Mexico, in fact, tried to do a recount in 2004. They were stopped in court as well. And they went forward then and went from, basically, they had litigation and then legislation. So they were able to fix their voting system. They got rid of the fallible, error-prone electronic voting machines. They instituted automatic audits and automatic recounts. So they have really created a system that voters can have quite a bit of confidence in. That's the standard we all need to come up to.
Green Party presidential candidate Dr. Jill Stein, thank you so much for being with us.
Great talking with you, Cindy.